What's up, guys? Justin checking in. Actually recorded an episode and was cut off somehow. So I jumped back on and started continue talking. And so if you listen to the episode, it doesn't really make too much sense, but I figured it out. I'm fresh and new at this. So it's the name of the game. Figure it out as we go. Learn as we go with everything. But you know, I was saying that, you know, I was talking about a couple different articles they have about, you know, Salim and Edwin Soto and their bout, junior middleweight bout, headlining at Foxwoods Resort and Casino, June 2nd, tomorrow night. You know, I was just reading on BoxingNorthEast.com, you know, titled, Foxwoods Following 3-Year Layoff. I mean, Soto returns to Foxwoods following 3-year layoff to face Dangerous Larbi in June 2nd Pro-Am headliner. You know, they're claiming he's coming off the biggest win of his career. New Haven, Connecticut, junior middleweight Edwin Soto returns to his home state for the first time in more than 3 years to face his toughest opponent yet. Soto, only 12-2-2 with 5 KOs, you know, is going against Salim, who's fucking veteran, you know, very, very experienced, 29-2 with 7 KOs. You know, his last 3 fights alone, the opponents were combined an impressive 60-1, including, you know, the last opponent who we lost, you know, through like body shot. TKO, so Olympic silver medalist Falco. So you know, he's just Salim. You know, he's well traveled, well experienced. You know, he's been through some wars, and he knows what it takes to win. And you know, this time, you know, we have proper training, proper nutrition, you know, sports medicine, psychology. You know, everything. You know, we're about growth by this program. This camp, it's a solid 3 months. You know, we had time to adjust, you know, come in hard and peak, and you know, that's where we're at now. So it's go time. I'm in New York City right now, and he's up in Connecticut, you know, doing his weight cut. He only has a couple pounds to go, which is easy. He's good headspace, and I'm going to try to get him on either before weigh-in at 5 p.m. today or maybe right after. You know, maybe after it'll be a little better, and we can talk about, you know, smell some fear on him or not. So, you know, Edwin Soto is, you know, I think we walk right through him. You know, a lot of our sparring, you know, he took some to get some, and, you know, because of our, you know, high-intensity, you know, training this go, he walked through some fucking shots like they're nothing. The last bout against Falco, he, you know, it was a body shot at the sternum that fucking put him down. This time, you know, we have 3 million abs in reps in. This is he's got a fucking shield. He got a shield head to toe. So he says he feels good, he's in good headspace with his family up there. And, you know, put a nice show on for everybody. So, if you're interested and you're in the area, the Foxwoods Casino, they have a website where you can purchase tickets, or CES Boxing, who is the promotion that's putting the show on. And I think Ticketmaster also. So you can check online. So just look up Foxwoods Casino Boxing and you'll find a link. But other than that, you know, he's ready. We're ready. It's go time. So everybody, thanks for listening. If you're new, thanks for joining us. Follow along. This is the journey that's just started. And like I said, we'll try to get Salim on in a little bit. So thanks, guys. All right, back at you. I think we got cut off. I'm assuming that if someone calls, it automatically cancels you out, which is, I don't know if I like that about this app, but I think we link them together and, you know, we just pick up what we started from. Anyway, you know, continuing on what I was saying, that, Soteldo to me, you know, he looks slow. I don't think he's got hands like Salim. Salim, you know, switches up from orthodox southpaw, and, you know, his right hand is vicious, so he'll stand in front of you, switch up, and, you know, dangerous, very dangerous. You know, even in the clinch, he's fucking heavy, he'll lean on you. You know, you try to pull from him, you try to spin from him, and he's going to uppercut you to the fucking moon. So, we're ready, man. The hard work's done. A couple pounds to go. And then tomorrow, game time, you know, get nice victory. And then next camp, we train harder, smarter, and we move on. But it's go time. And if you're new to this channel, thanks for listening. And like I said before, you know, I'll try to get Salim on, you know, after he weighs in, or maybe right before, get, you know, a little bit of how he's feeling, etc. So have a great day, enjoy your Friday, and again tomorrow, Foxwoods Resort and Casino, Salim Larbi versus Edwin Soto, junior middleweight headliner. It's going to be a fucking throwdown. So, thanks, guys. Please talk soon. Hey, Salim, you there? Salim, you there? Yeah. Can you hear me, buddy? Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Hey, can you hear me, buddy?
Yeah, very good, very good. It's okay.
All right. Look at this. First time connection co-host.
Nice.
Nice. All right, so yeah. I did a little episode, and I said, you know, you're good headspace. You know, I talked a little bit about, you know, where you started from as far as weight cut, you're on schedule, and then, you know, a little bit about your opponent, how you are feeling, and how close are we, and, you know.
Okay, so the feeling is okay. You know, I'm still cutting the weight. You know, I start cutting this morning around 11 a.m. I was 67, so actually I'm 159. I mean, I still have like a 5 more pounds, yeah, which is easy. Yeah. I mean, I start with a workout, treadmill, 20 minutes, very slow pace. I give you the tricks, you know, to make
weight. Yeah.
You keep it secret. Okay.
Guys. Yeah, this is a secret mission.
We just the team. And so after I've been in the jacuzzi, which is relaxing, and you know, I did twice 10 minutes in the jacuzzi, so I was still sweating.
Yeah.
And now I'm 159, so I'm about to lose the 5 more pounds. Maybe I need another 30 minutes, you know. So I'm going to do maybe treadmill or jacuzzi. We'll see.
Okay. So what weigh in is 5 o'clock?
I think, yeah. But they want us to go at 3:30.
Do pre-weigh-in.
We're going to start the licensing and papers around 4.
Oh, wow.
And I will be on the scale, they say on the letter, like at 5.
Okay.
So I still have time. Even if I go there at 3, I'm going to check my weight on the official scale.
Yeah.
Because here it's not official. I have 2 scales, but they are the same. So I think it's okay. And over there, I will check around 3. And so if I still have a little bit, I will jump rope, do something, you know.
Yeah. Are you sweating good?
I sweat good. But I sweat less than I used to, because I think I did a mistake this morning. I used to take creatine, you know, every day, like 1 scoop, sometimes 2, and the 1 before, 1 after, and this time I took it this morning, 2 scoop, and I think that's why I keep the water a little bit.
Yeah, remember I was telling
remember
you
we talked about
like
it last time, you talked about this, and I knew this, but that's why I keep the water a little bit, even, you know, So yeah,
maybe that's good. Maybe it will keep your
I keep what I need. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe you work a little harder, but maybe it's a little smarter.
No, yeah, I don't work hard. I mean, I just it's a little bit boring to make weight. Yeah. You know, like for every fighter, you know.
Yeah.
It's like the first round. I need to win this round. If I won this round, that's it. The fight is done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I said, I go back to my weight class 154. This way I perform very good. And also, even before, I was a 154, but I was a small 154. So today, I try at 160. I'm a small 160, but I'm a big 54 now. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
This is good. This is where I want to compete, like at the elite level. Like all those guys, they're big, bigger.
Yeah, they're walking
they
around 190s. They're
more taller than me. They walk around like 190, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm still good. I'm still okay. So I'm gonna talk to you later. I'm gonna close the conversation, brother. And I'm gonna finish my weight. Okay, maybe 30 minutes, and hopefully, if God wants, inshallah, I will make the weight.
That's it, man. Stay on program.
We stay connected, brother. Thank you for your help and your support.
Of course.
Yeah, you're the guy from the team, the number one for the team.
That's it. That's my title.
And you are the first member.
Big member.
First member. Okay, brother. I'll talk to you.
All right, man.
Okay.
Be good.
See you.
Yes.
Okay, so there you go. Salim checked in. That was a little while ago now, but the end of the recording cut off when he hung up on his side. So, again, that's something that Team Larby needs to figure out with recording these programs, and also how to, like, you know, link everything together as a combination episode, which I think I figured out how to do. I just haven't done yet. Just posting, you know, as I go. But another update. It's 3:40, and he's on non-official scale. He's 154. So he goes downstairs in a little while to go on official scale, check in, and you know, then he'll have until actually 5 o'clock to make weight. So he's got to sit and be hungry for another hour and a half. But no pain, no gain, I guess. And you know, and this is when he'll be able to view his, you know, opponent, and that he put them face to face. You know, can check each other out, size them up. I think he's, you know, pretty much the same height, but I think Salim a little bit wider, and you know, older, wiser, more experienced. You know, the article said you know, well traveled, but it's gonna be a good brawl. And making the weight was, you know, what he needed to do. And you know, to him, he feels that's, you know, first round, and he wins first round by making weight. So to him, he's 1-0. And now he needs to go in, execute, take him out. So I'm sure we'll get another call in from him. Maybe later tonight we do another co-host. Maybe he does a single show by himself. But follow along. Thanks for following his social medias. The Instagram at Team Larby Boxing. Apologize, I'm walking in the city. And you can follow along there, and also the hashtags, you know, hashtag Team Larby Boxing, and, you know, Larby Soto, do a couple of them. You'll see all the pictures. So, thanks for calling. Like, share, follow, whatever. Thank you.